Feeling for a while the upper chest, shoulders, and very upper back. If you feel like it. Just as they are, and then having a chance to feel in what way are you tuning into the shoulders, upper chest, upper back. Just feeling where there can be looking for a problem. Looking for what's going right or wrong. Or tuning in but with fear and hesitation. Tuning in mostly through an image in the mind. So maybe there could be a tendency to notice the tension there, if there is, or the lack of tension there as some kind of sign of doing well or badly. So dropping away this mixture, this hesitation, this controlling, hiding kind of tendency, and feeling how it would be and how it is to feel what is as it is. In this simple example, the shoulders, upper chest, upper back. Without making some second comparing point or reference point from the past or from the idea. And so if there is sensation that feels like it might be tension, asking the mind to keep its guesses about what it is and its description just to the side, or quietly on the side, or quiet completely for a while. Just feeling maybe movement of breath, maybe hot and cold, texture. Connecting right out down the arms into the hands, so right across from one hand to the other. Just feeling, if you wish. As if lying very much at ease in the sand at the edge of the sea, and as if the sensations that you feel are just the waves coming in. Or sitting by a fire at night, and sensations that you feel are just like the flames. Being open to an innocence. Not knowing. Not gathering the many images and names and descriptions that the mind keeps coming with in reaction to our simple experience. And letting the simple experience be itself. Sometimes the simple experience, when we let it be with our natural innocence, not letting description control our experience, but letting our experience wash through us or flash in us. Sometimes then even the simplest experience feels too much. And we can just feel too much for what? So, if possible, meeting the too muchness fully with open arms and empty hands. When there's struggle with that, we can meet struggle with innocence, gently and fully. Life itself in the flavor of struggle. And we can also rest back and feel what else is happening. And feeling that freedom of the mind to focus on something, anything, and how sometimes that can feel like that's all there is. And then there can be the resting back and feeling what else is there. sometimes if we're struggling a lot, then what else is there can just be sounds or colors or contact with the ground or the feet. And at other times, what else is here can be something more subtle. A breeziness, like a light wind coming through our transparency, our innocence. What else is here? There might be a little more space. Or there might be a little more release into the ground, relaxing of the pelvis or the chest or throat or face. There might be a lot of space sometimes. There might be a sweetness like a song flowing through you. There might be just a simple sense of your own undeniable goodness, no matter how much you think is wrong with you. The willingness to be here, the living quality. Something that radiates from you. A brightness or a perfume. So it could be tuning into that sense of something that radiates, that spreads out, that shines. There could be a joy and ease that seems to almost betray the small me with my problems, and we could give space to both. There might seem to be nothing, and we can tune to that. There might seem to be everything, and we can be with that. And there might be also room for a very background, simple, ordinary, powerful aliveness. That in our innocence we don't reject.